6 tomorrow, upper 60s, still dry, still quiet. And, of course, we know what's looming for the weekend. Friday, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but primarily a scattered shower situation, low 70s. And then it's Saturday that we're worried about. Mid-70s for a high temperature, that's fuel for the fire. We have an enhanced severe weather risk. Enhanced is a level 3. Now, you don't get a level 3 threat in the month of January. I can't remember a January level 3 threat. So it gets our attention. You know, we remember what happened, you know, last January with the Wetumpka tornado. That was a level 2. Anyway, we have time to think about it with the threat of severe thunderstorms and maybe some tornadoes. And it could start early. Could start early in the day out there in West Alabama and then spread across the state throughout the day and into the early evening. So we have it certainly on our watch, and we want to make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Also, if you live in a manufactured home, be thinking about where you might go during a tornado watch. You know, like if you're in a vulnerable structure, make sure that you have maybe you go spend the day with friends or, you know, some counties will open some shelters, I'm sure, as well. Anyway, think about that. Hi.
Think about it. Hi, Rich.
903.
How are you?
Yeah, good. So the president's going to speak at 10 on the strikes that apparently didn't kill anybody.
Right. It's almost like a Ron Blinked, though. If you read into this, I don't know if this is actually the end of their retaliation and their revenge.
Oh, no. I suspect that they're going to do some more
There
stuff.
Are historical examples of when they've vowed revenge and taken it before, right. And it's usually a delayed response. Yeah. Though, we'll get into it, but Iran's already claiming they killed Americans. They didn't.
Oh, yeah. They said they killed 81. They didn't kill one person. So
Right. We'll see where this goes. President, again, as Rich just said, will be speaking at 10 o'clock our time. I'll bring that live, and of course we're getting all sorts of reaction from Congress and pundits, and even your grandma wants to comment
on talk
this.
About this morning. Even the city of Montgomery trying to putting an occupational tax.
Yeah, they're going to take a vote to have a committee set up to look into a 1% occupational tax.
Yeah, well, 1% when you do the math is pretty significant.
And it adds up. Yeah. It adds up quick. So,
all right, man.
We're on top of all this crap. 272-9228 is the number. Y'all know the number. Rich, thank you for that. Right. Thank you for sticking around.
Yep.
Jack Campbell will be a little late today, but he'll be here nonetheless. 272-9228. News and Views begins in mere moments. Would love to take y'all's calls in reaction to Iran's missile launch and strike last night on American assets in Iraq. When I first saw the news, well, I was like, oh, I guess I was right yesterday. But it also seems like Iran blinked to a certain degree, so maybe I was also wrong. We shall see. We shall see in the fullness of time, as some may say. 272-9228, would love y'all's reactions. News and Views begins in mere moments.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery City Council voted last night to form a committee to study the implementation of a 1% occupational tax. City leaders say that money would help fund the Public Safety Department and other city projects. The committee will report its findings on February 4th. Governor Kay Ivey has appointed former Alabama State University professor Dr. Tommy Stewart to the State Board of Education. Dr. Stewart has been appointed to the District 5 seat, left vacant by the passing of Ella Bell. She died in November of last year. And a Millbrook woman has been charged with 21 counts of theft. 45-year-old Jennifer Rawls is accused of entering a Millbrook business several times between last November and December and failing to scan selected items before walking out of the store. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
David Little, Tucker Pecan's in the house. New Year's underway and a big sale going on right now down at Tucker.
This is that time of the year we all love when everything at Tucker Pecan is 50 to 75% off, with the exception of the pecans and candies. But, I mean, if you need jewelry, purses, jellies, jams, anything like that, or any kind of great gift, we have it at Tucker Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark, your host. My co-host Jack Campbell will be here in a moment. He had a friend coming to town. Going to have a breakfast with him. Certainly understand that. On days like today, when you see the threat of war and the dangerous game of geopolitics unfolding before our eyes on television and across these radio airwaves, it's good to remember what's important, and that's our basic friendships, who we actually love. Pray for the folks in harm's way, though it seems that no harm has come to any Americans as of last night's strike by the Iranian regime against U.S. assets in Iraq. There are differing reports on how many ballistic missiles, short-range ballistic missiles, were fired, but hitting the Al-Assad base, the Sunni-held part of Iraq, as well as a couple missiles heading in the direction of the Kurdish base in Erbil. Both bases house U.S. forces. Iran claims they sent most of the missiles towards Al-Assad because that's where the drone originated from that took out General Qasem Soleimani. But here's the thing. The Iranians are better than this in terms of their capabilities. They might be religious zealots. They might have what I think is a heinous ideology that doesn't help them or anybody else. But they are more technically capable than what they displayed last night, which is leading some this morning and last night to say maybe they blinked. Or they did this on purpose. They didn't actually want to take American lives because they knew the consequences. And now officials are saying the United States of America had advanced warning of Iran's attack. You know, I was worrying when I first saw the news that I was correct, that Iran could not be deterred. And then as you see the details, I said, I'm wrong. We got to relax here a little bit. Relax and understand that this has been now a 40-year ongoing saga against the Iranian regime. And let's be clear, it's the regime, not the Iranian people. But let's also not kid ourselves. As we wait on the president to speak this morning, it'll be at 10 a.m. our time. I'll bring that to you live. Let's not think this is the full extent of the so-called Iranian revenge. No, if you look at past historical examples, the Iranians usually wait, and they use non-conventional means to strike. In particular, this has been going on with the Iranians in their long, long animus towards Israel. And really, that's at the heart of this, isn't it, folks? And at a certain point, and I do find it fascinating, the schisms within the Republican Party, which I think are healthy schisms. It's good to have debates within our Big Tent party. I finally feel like under the party of Trump, that there is some room for libertarians, there's some room for populists and nationalists and traditional Republicans. But I found myself largely in agreement on a lot of folks on Tucker Carlson's show. In fact, one of the guests he had on last night, Kelly Vlahos, has been on these airwaves with me. I interviewed her on my nighttime show. And a lot of the fine folks over at the American Conservative. We don't want war. Populists and libertarians, though we disagree on economics, we agree on that. No more protracted wars in the Middle East. No more wasting blood and treasure in the Middle East. And let's stop listening and taking the word of people we know to be untrustworthy. People within the deep state. People that advanced so many narratives against this president and have advanced narratives years ago that got us into this mess in the first place. I'm very happy the Iranians blinked. And I'm happy to say I was wrong to think the Iranians couldn't be deterred. I'm very happy to say that. Because when I first saw, missiles launching, Twitter's an amazing thing. You can see a war being prosecuted almost by the minute. There was also a weird tweet that F-35 jets had been scrambled in the region, but I don't know if they did much of anything, if in fact they were scrambled at all. But apparently, U.S. officials had advanced warning of this attack. They were able to secure U.S. personnel in the region. And tensions really started to come down last night after the president of the United States tweeted. Again, it's strange to say this is foreign policy being done by tweet. But also, I think some folks just need to get over it. That's how people communicate now. In fact, I've learned to appreciate the president's unique form of communicating directly with the people. And because others are taking their cue from them. The highly untrustworthy foreign minister of Iran, Zarif, after the attack, tweeted out that this was a proportional response that Iran chose. And yet you're getting mixed signals from the Iranians, because if you go to other sources, say the head of the Revolutionary Guard, the new head of the Revolutionary Guard, they're saying this is only the beginning. You go to the Ayatollah himself, the crying Khamenei, and he's saying this was a slap in the face and it's not enough. The corrupt presence of the U.S. must be out of the region. And that's the dirty little secret. Iran is not an existential threat to the United States of America. They're not. And I say that because this is why they blinked last night. The Iranians know, though they could make it hurt for us to actually go to a major war with them, they have asymmetrical capabilities. They also know they would not survive. In particular, those who run that regime, the crying Ayatollah, would not survive. They might sneak in a sucker punch if we don't have our wits about us, but they could not win a war against the United States of America. They're not a true existential threat. We, however, are an existential threat to them. Now, what is at stake here is now the legacy. We act like all these obligations in the Middle East started with George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and the whole invasion, Operation Iraqi Freedom. Well, that certainly didn't help things, and I was too young really to care. I remember the fireworks show on the news when the second Iraq war began. But looking back, what a mess. What a terrible mistake, foreign policy-wise. But this legacy now goes back years and years and years. I mean, Bill Clinton was running sorties and bombings. There was a no-fly zone over Saddam after the first Desert Storm. We were playing both sides against one another all throughout the 80s. Ronald Reagan took out a third to half of the Iranian Navy when he saw fit, when the Iranians got a little too feisty. So this goes back a long, long way. And I will keep saying it. We have to come to a reckoning with our obligations abroad. Because if the only standard we have is America first, then I don't really understand a lot of the so-called threats out there in the world. But if we are looking to take care of our partners in certain parts of the world, whether it's, say, South Korea and Japan, in the face of North Korea and China's expansion, whether it's Ukraine or Estonia or Belarus, or all of Eastern Europe in the face of Russia, or whether it's Saudi Arabia and Israel, Jordan and Egypt, in the Middle East. We have obligations to our partners. Should we reassess those? I think it's a good question. I think Donald Trump's instinct that we're being ripped off and we're paying for all of this, what I like to call empire. I don't say it in the same way Colin Kaepernick says it or your usual lefty academic says it. Oh, imperialism. No. It's sort of what the United States inherited after World War II. And so I hope the president has a measured response this morning. Because, in fact, Mr. President, good job. The Iranians, for now, blinked. Let's hope it's not a sleight of hand. But your, I think, strong rhetoric, as much as some people don't like it, seems to have deterred them. And at the end of the day, a terrible, terrible ban. And that's putting it mildly. A revolutionary zealot who's been around since 1979 and the overthrow. He is now dead, Qasem Soleimani. And that is a major blow to the Iranians. As much as they protest, as many funeral processions as they hold, as many tears as the Ayatollah sheds, and as many missiles they'll fire in our direction but miss us, we'll see. I don't think this is the end of it, folks. Because this story, like I just said, started long before even Operation Iraqi Freedom. This story's been going on for decades, and I don't think it'll end anytime soon. But again, the president will be speaking at 10 o'clock our time. I will bring that live. We also have congressional Republicans up there giving their point of view on this. But really, I don't care to hear from members of Congress on this topic. I'd like to hear from the commander-in-chief in a situation like this. And excuse me, pardon me, but maybe I'm just biased. I don't want to see anybody with the last name Cheney talking about any of this. Sorry, Liz. Don't want to hold you accountable for your father's actions, but you seem like a carbon copy of the man. Maybe that's to your credit. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News Talk, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Hello. All right. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, Red Top.
Hey, Red Top, how are you?
Man, beautiful day, but really nippy out here. Golly, most. I know it gave you a bite when you got out this morning, didn't it?
Oh, man, I didn't want to get. It's one of those mornings where it's so cold, I don't want to get out of bed.
No doubt. Lord have mercy. A song comes to mind. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm almost sure there's a song named this. Sympathy for the Devil. Who did that song?
Rolling Stones.
Okay. These people have sympathy for the devil. That was Suleiman. And all the tramplings and all this sympathy for the devil is bad karma, and it is showing so much in their society and their street. And, you know, and as well for the American media having sympathy for the devil. I don't know.
That has been astounding. Like, again, I don't want war, and I could even put myself in the shoes of an Iranian who believes all the propaganda their government sells them, that this guy was a great guy. But the American press knows better.
Oh, and, they know better.
And it's absurd the way they have been, essentially, to get at the president of the United States, been amping up what is essentially Iranian propaganda. It's unreal.
Oh, yeah. And they're not getting away with it because it's really obvious what's going on, how bad this guy was. And I will say again, he is the devil. And when you worship the devil, that's what happens. And I'm starting to sound like a Southern Baptist, but golly, I can't help but believe there's some truth to the bad karma. And what a horrible tragedy, plane crashing on the same day. I wonder if these idiots did something to scramble the radar for these
things. Thank you, by the way, for bringing that up. It's a story that's still kind of developing, but I heard it last night when it first broke that a passenger plane heading towards Ukraine, right? 170, 180 something people were on the flight. They're not sure what's happened to it. It crashed. Yeah, but, leaving Iran.
Yes, and it was at the same time as the missile attacks. So it's hard to believe there's no connection between the two. And it was Canadians and Iranian citizens on their way to Ukraine, ironically.
Yeah, on the road to Kyiv or Kiev.
Yeah, so God bless the souls of all these people. And Suleiman's probably looking up. You know, you'd think they'd be running out of virgins by now. There must be a lot of virgins in heaven for the Muslims, is all I got to say.
Well, and I will just say, careful what you wish for. Really, you think you can handle... It's hard enough to handle one, let alone 72.
Ain't that the truth. Joey,
yeah, polygamy's overrated. Good morning, Red Top. Good morning. Appreciate the call. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. You there? News and Views. Hello. All right. 3, 2, 1. Folks, I'm up here by my lonesome for the time being, so when you call in, I'm going to put you on hold when you call 272-9228 and just wait. I would love to hear y'all's reaction to this whole thing, but really we're in a holding pattern waiting for the president's remarks. It heated up, and this is a long, long story that has gotten a little hotter in the last few weeks. But it, again, seems like the Iranians blinked. When you first see, oh, missiles are being launched at U.S. assets in Iraq, we're in deep trouble now. But no, the Iranians were capable than that. So it seems they missed on purpose. But be careful to look out for another attack coming in the near future. 272-9228, let's take this call. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Joey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Melanie.
Hey, Melanie, how are you?
From Wetumpka. Calling because, man, this stuff is crazy. It's bizarre. But I wanted to, and I don't know if this is the proper time to do that. I remember there used to be rules about what we talked about. That's out the window now, isn't it?
Oh, no, I don't. Do you think I enforce rules? Be careful, though. I might just. But go ahead.
I know. I'm playing. Look, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the Wetumpka Tea Party is going through some transition, and mm-hmm. I'm the interim president.
Okay.
So I wanted to make sure that I advertise that we're doing a candidate fair on the 21st of January.
Okay. What candidates for all the different races, congressional two,
yes.
The Senate race?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. In the previous election cycle on a smaller scale, though, because there's not as many people running for, various different seats and things like that. So we'll have a lot of local people from, the districts in Wetumpka, Millbrook, and Prattville, and it's, been confirmed. We've got, Jeff Sessions and Bradley Byrne and various different second congressional, Jessica, will be there. Still reaching out, and there are booths available. I wanted to mention that, too. Contact the WetumpkaTeaParty.com on our website.
You said this would be the 21st
of
this month. So that's a Tuesday?
Of this month. Yes, it's right after the Lee King holiday on Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8:30. And we'd love to have everybody there and help us promote the event.
And folks, if you haven't ever been to something like this, take advantage of it. Number one, you sometimes will meet somebody and they're not like they seemed on their television commercial or on the radio airwaves, and you're impressed with them. You really get to know somebody in person. Sometimes, though, and this is my favorite thing, Melanie, you go meet these politicians in person and you go, they're incredibly unimpressive, but I got to vote for one of them. So
right. Well, and the nice thing, too, is that this is not a forum.
Right.
It's not very formal. So you can just walk around and you can talk with them about anything that you want to. Events like this let you get to know them a little bit more personally.
Absolutely.
I've enjoyed participating. We are going to try and do a straw poll, too, although we're still trying to put all that together. So I appreciate you letting me use your show to promote the event, and I'll probably be bugging you for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, no, I was about to encourage you. If this is being used, use me up. Be sure to call in and get the word out before the event gets closer.
Well, I appreciate it, yes. I will be probably calling every show, trying to remind everyone about it and get the word out.
Well, I'll be here on half of them. So.
Yes, I understand.
Appreciate it, Melanie.
Them, you will. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 272-9228. Got to hit a break here. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. Your host, Joey Clark. Still awaiting the president. He'll be speaking to the nation here in about 32 shopping minutes. So, well, as Samuel Jackson once famously said, no, not that, this.
Hold on to your butts.
This is only the beginning.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a 1-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke.
84417.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Lowe's has the supplies pros like you use most every day in the quantities you need, and will even help you save. Now during our Pro Paint event, pick up 5-gallon pails of Valspar ceiling paint for $28 less, now just $99. And get up to 30% off in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation when you buy 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags. And for a limited time, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 110. Insulation offer valid through 115. Credit offer valid 17 to 19. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment. Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius. Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did. They happened to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
Yeah, it is amazing that impeachment is going on, a presidential campaign is going on, now the situation with Iran, and so much more. Don't forget about a major, major scandal that has been unfolding for 2-3 years now. The fact that a former administration used the powers of the surveillance state and political opposition research of the Hillary Clinton campaign. That's right, the Obama administration spied on the Trump campaign, the incoming Trump administration, and that was continued and whooped up in the media and everybody else in government through selective leaks. There's so much going on. And that's not even scratching the surface on what's happening locally. I was just looking at some of the things on the docket for the city council meeting, and one of them is to create a committee to look into a 1% occupational tax. You're really going to have to explain to me how taking more of my and other hardworking Montgomeryans' money is going to make the situation better. If you could actually sell it, then do that. So, study to your heart's content. Set up whatever committee you like. But before you pass anything like that, there will be a say from the public and certainly from these airwaves. I can guarantee you that. I'm not a fan of just more money coming out of my pocket to go to, so, you know, stuff. Making education good. I'm all for education, don't get me wrong. But it's like, oh, if we just pay teachers a little more, then our outcomes will be so much better. Okay. Sure, is that how it works? I thought teachers did this because they were so devoted, which I think they are. My cynicism is more towards government taking more money and more power, whether it's a local, state, or national level. Again, looking at the fall up here, this Ukrainian airliner was leaving Tehran last night, and all 176 on board, that's passengers and the crew, died. What a bizarre story. And it's not clear if it's connected to the missile launch yet, but it was around the same time both happened. That is unreal and so, so sad. So sad indeed. I mentioned earlier that if you look at history, folks, this is probably not the end. Not just given our long history there in the Middle East, but how Iran has acted in the past when they vowed revenge. A top journalist, really is a specialist on this stuff, Yasser Ali. He closely monitors Middle East affairs. He cautioned those who think that the United States came out on top last night after Iran's missile attack on bases in Iraq caused minimal damage. He's warning that Iran is not likely going to seek revenge through, they're going to not use this, these missiles, but non-conventional means of warfare on their own timeline. The New York Times reported Tuesday on the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps announcement of the beginning of its quote-unquote fierce revenge. Here's the quote. "The fierce revenge by the Revolutionary Guards has begun," they said in a statement on a Telegram messaging app channel. Iraqi military officials said that Iran had fired 22 missiles at two military bases in Iraq where American troops are stationed. United States officials initially said there was no immediate indication of American casualties, and senior Iraqi officials later said that there were no American Iraqi casualties in the strikes. But this journalist, Yasser Ali, who is his family is from Iran, wrote in a lengthy Twitter thread that he is concerned that America might get distracted by Iran's attack on Tuesday and be lulled into thinking that Iran just wanted to save face, knowing it could not enter a full-scale military conflict with the United States. Here is exactly what Ali wrote. Quote, "I want to express this carefully because I don't want to minimize anything that results in loss of life. But missiles flying back and forth in the Mideast is all too common, something the U.S. can handle, and not what makes me nervous about the Soleimani situation." He then, this journalist, posted a link to a Wall Street Journal report that he said highlighted his concerns. "What makes me nervous is illustrated in this Wall Street Journal story. The Iranian government has always operated on its own timeline. If you think Iran lobbing missiles over the border is the kind of revenge they ultimately have in mind, you're wrong. Example, in 2012, assassins killed an Iranian nuclear chemist. Likely, this assassination of this nuclear chemist for Iran was directed by Israel. So Iran promised revenge. When did that ultimate revenge take place? A month later, in Georgia, India, and Thailand, where Israeli diplomats were targeted with bombs. Another example, in 1992, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, killed the Secretary General of Hezbollah. Where did Iran retaliate? In Buenos Aires, with a truck bomb driven into the Israeli embassy. That attack killed 29 people. Another attack 2 years later took place at the Jewish Community Center, killing 85 people. Those examples are pretty tight timelines for Iranians. The Iranian government sees revenge as almost a generational thing. Their timeline can be in months, years. Revenge always doesn't come via a show of force they take public credit for. They're more than happy to take their revenge quietly and secretly until you finally see the bombs go off. In fact, I was watching last night some of this coverage, and they're talking about how some of these Iranians operated in during the Iraq War. And a lot of what was happening is that some of the heads of the Iranian-backed militia, Shia militias in Iraq, part of their mission there was to find former pilots for the Iraqi government who had bombed Iran during the Iran-Iraq War. That had happened, you know, 2 decades before. So they have long memories. But here's the thing, so does the United States of America. And again, I think the threat, I was wrong. The deterrence worked so far. And we shall see. But when somebody is backed into a corner, when somebody is made weak, counterintuitively, that's when they can be most dangerous because they get desperate. And so expect something like we've seen historically with Iran. I don't think this is the end. And I don't think I'm telling anything to senators in D.C. or the president of the United States that they don't already know. They, of course, know this and much more than I know. But I do have to say this, and then I have to hit a break. 272-9228. Waiting on the president to speak here, folks. If you're a consistent anti-war person, God love you. You're my favorite type of people. But if you're somebody like Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or so many of these yahoos in the Democratic Party who have been up there for years, including you, Joseph Robinette Biden, I don't buy your criticisms. I don't buy it at all. Most of you are the ones that got us in this mess in the first place. Most of you are the ones that have continued the status quo with Iran. And some of you, you especially, Joe Biden, advanced a nuclear deal that might have stopped some enrichment for a short time, but largely funded the missiles we saw launched last night. So now for you to posture and worry about the power of the president and his legal authority to attack, which he did have legal authority. You can question the wisdom of killing Soleimani if you like, but I don't think you can question the legal standing. For all of you to play this game is just gross. Stand by what you actually believe in. But I don't think you actually believe in much, except for keeping the status quo in Washington, D.C., keeping the status quo around the world with U.S. obligations. Anybody who suggests, rightfully so, that we should maybe reassess our situation here at home, we should reassess the status quo, it has to go when it comes to Washington, D.C. and the swamp. We should reassess our obligations abroad. You hound anybody who suggests that. I'm not buying it. Again, I can respect somebody who's been consistent over the years, even if I think you're a little crazy. But for the leaders in the Democratic Party to stand up there and criticize the president just for the sake of criticizing him, you know, the president put it pretty well. I don't hear anybody really criticizing killing Soleimani except for Democrats who are running for president. Pithy. Very pithy, Mr. President. Well said. You know, when the man speaks plainly, he speaks the truth. It really seems the only folks over the top criticizing the president for killing Soleimani are those who just want power. So don't get me started on the likes of Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden or Pete Buttigieg. I think Bernie actually means what he says, but, you know, Bernie Sanders is Bernie Sanders. Again, they're now reporting this morning the United States had advance warning of this attack. So interesting. I think there's more to this, though. And honestly, if we have the opportunity, bring the troops home. Bring them home. Get out of Iraq. Israel and Saudi Arabia can more than take care of this. If necessary, we can be a backstop. But we should be more focused on China. We should be more focused on Russia. And we should especially be focused in getting our own house in order. Whether it comes to our finances, we can't project strength from bankruptcy court. There's a lot we need to get done here. So let's not get distracted by the legacies of our perpetual wars. It's one way or another we need to end these things, and that should be our focus, at least in my humble opinion. And I hope the president shares that sentiment. 272-9228. More news and views after this. This hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, special deal for news and views listeners, 40% off on all videotape to DVD transfers. But you have to be sure to tell Dan Black and the team over there that you're a News and Views listener to get advantage of that, take advantage of that 40% off on all videotape to DVD transfers. Their number, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. More of the program when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
15033.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Quiet weather for now. Lots of sunshine today. Should be nice. High in the low to mid-60s. Clear, chilly tonight. Low temperature 36. Tomorrow, warmer. High in the upper 60s. Still dry. Clouds increasing. Low 70s Friday, risk of a few showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Then Saturday, the concern continues to grow for severe weather. We are in an enhanced risk with the possibility of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. Potentially a significant severe weather outbreak. We'll keep you up to date, and we want you to be weather aware. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Saturday's high well up in the mid-70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Lowe's has the supplies pros like you use most every day in the quantities you need, and will even help you save. Now during our Pro Paint event, pick up 5-gallon pails of Valspar ceiling paint for $28 less, now just $99. And get up to 30% off in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation when you buy 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags. And for a limited time, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 110. Insulation offer valid through 115. Credit offer valid 17 to 19. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in. Would love to hear your opinion on what the United States should do next. Let's just all pretend we're president. That's what we do anyway. 272-9228. Again, folks, this hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those old stacks of home videos into a new and exciting event. Take those analog memories and bring them into the digital future before they deteriorate. You can get 40% off as a News and Views listener, but you got to be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. Also, folks, as part of the program brought to you by Yellow Hammer Restaurant. They're on 7725 Averett Drive, right off of Taylor Road. It'll be the turn. You'll see a little sign for Billingsley Place, and it's in the little strip center right there behind the front of the road where the old Blue Moon used to be. They're open 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. They offer breakfast and lunch. I've had their lunch, in particular the Yellowhammer Burger. It's a sterling burger topped with a fried green tomato, which was incredibly tasty, full of flavor, bacon and pepper jack cheese on a Kaiser roll. And that roll soaked up all the juices. Incredible stuff. I also like that blue collar burger. Another sterling burger topped with bacon and Kelly sausage. It's just a meat fest. But their breakfast, especially on a cold morning like this, why not go get a loaded grits bowl with eggs and meat and cheese all in one spot, nestled on top of those grits, mix it all together, a nice warm bowl of delicious Yellowhammer Restaurant. They're doing great things. Straightforward, simple menu, but that means they're doing these few items right. They also have a great meat and three, so stop by there for lunch or breakfast. You'll be going back again and again. Just try them once, and you'll be going back again and again. The chefs, the cooks there were all trained by their grandmothers, so you know it's going to be good. Really great, delicious, soulful food. Love this place. Yellowhammer Restaurant. Be sure to check them out. Again, they're at 7725 Avery Drive, right off of Taylor Road. And be sure to tell them that News and Views sent you by there. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Jackson.
Hey, Jackson, how are you?
Good. I'm thinking that as we stand now, I mean, we've pretty much won the fight. Their general's dead, and I know they launched a missile attack, but, I mean, that's nothing new. And as far as I've looked into it, we haven't lost any American soldiers. So, I mean, why don't we just take it as a win, get out, leave a strong naval presence there, and pretty much President Trump pretty much just say, you know, don't mess with our oil route, and we're good. I mean, we've accomplished what we needed to accomplish. What's the point in staying?
If the president comes out, he'll be speaking here in 10 minutes, I believe. If he comes out and says something to that effect, I'm going to be a very happy young man. I agree with you. I want to get out. It might not be the exact right time, but I think we should get out responsibly. If this is an opportunity, if they're really deterred, be great. But I don't, like I was saying earlier, I don't think this is the end of it. I have a feeling some of these proxy forces, the Quds Force and these other militias around the region are going to start doing things. And also look out for a terrorist attack, a bombing of some sorts. And it might not come against the United States assets. I mean, the Iranians don't need an excuse in their own minds to go after Israel. Israel's existence is an offense enough.
So. Right. And, I mean, they could hit our allies. I mean, there's a number of things they could do. But the thing is, I mean, we've been there for how long, 20-plus years?
Right.
And I just don't – it's not going to go the same as Afghanistan. I mean, the Afghanistan soldiers, they were not trained as the way that the Iranians have trained. And it's just – it would not be – there's no winning to going to war. It's just time to go. That's just my opinion.
No, I appreciate it, and I share the sentiment. But all this stuff, it's a matter of how do you do it the right way? And that's not an excuse to stay. It's literally how do you do this without putting troops in harm's way, without completely losing the game, because that's kind of what happened when Obama pulled out in the way he did.
That's why I'm saying to just leave a very strong naval fleet.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, that's all we'll need, but... Anyway, that's my two cents on it.
Appreciate it, Jackson.
Yep.
272-9228. Let's go back. Line two, you're on there. Who's this?
Aloha snack bar, Youssef.
How you doing?
Hey, man. I really enjoy it when Dan has, I forgot the gentleman.
Dr. Sorensen?
Yes.
I believe he'll be calling in today. I'm just guessing, but I think he will be.
He is a wealth of information. We're so blessed that we can have him come and talk to us and keep us up to date on what's really, really going on. Joseph, do you think that the Iraq and Iran conflict that's been going on for quite some time is now shifting in such a way that the Iraqi politic body itself is going to become more Shia than Sunni?
I mean, it already has. As soon as we go in, we take out the Ba'ath Party and Saddam Hussein. We kind of reshape Baghdad and its demographics. It was bound to become a puppet of Iran. But what happened, if you notice recently, that the press irresponsibly gives you just the headline but not more details of the Iraqi parliament voted to get troops out of the country. But it was a non-binding resolution. And if you look at the photos, it's a pretty empty chamber because what's missing are Kurdish and Sunni members of parliament.
Yeah.
They already walked out. The prime minister right now had resigned. He's just kind of a steward right now of the chair. So we'll see where it goes. But actually, of all people, Dick Cheney said this right after the first Desert Storm. They asked him, why didn't y'all go all the way to Baghdad? Why'd y'all stop short of that after pushing Saddam out of Kuwait and whatnot? He said, because if he took Saddam out and you got rid of his government, Iraq would turn into three different nations. And even though they're trying to put the pieces back together, that's what we have. We have Kurdish Iraq, Sunni Iraq, and Shia Iraq.
one of the horrors that I heard when Iraq and Iran were going at it pretty heavy is, I can't remember, it was one side or the other, we're taking civilians and chaining them together and marching them across minefields to, you know, clear the minefields between the two. And the guy, I just couldn't imagine that. There's been some horrible stuff going on. But
yes,
all of this that we hear today, nobody ever talks about how the Ottoman Empire in Europe, going way back, we're talking to the point where the Ottomans, they would go in and demand that Europeans give over their sons as hostages.
Mm.
Did you know about that?
Not in detail. Keep going.
Yeah, you would, in order to keep the peace and not have the Ottomans come in and just totally wipe you out, they would give over royal sons, and then the sons would be raised up. We're talking young kids that are very impressionable, would be raised up in the Muslim way under the Ottoman Empire, and even some of them, wound up having very high positions within the Ottoman military. But that was the way, if you want to see more about that, you know, there's a whole lot of history written about the Ottoman Empire and how they have had such an influence in Europe. And I see this as nothing more than just a continuation of what Persia had been, you know, when it's at its height with the Ottomans. And, you know all the way trying to, even in modern days, trying to wipe out the Albanians via Ataturk.
Right. Yeah, it is a continuation. And I think what we need at the end of the day, what the world needs, and in particular what Muslims need, is a reformation and an unpairing, unhook politics to a large degree from religion, like we did in the West. If I was talking 200, 300 years ago, I'd be making the same point about Christianity. But we've had the Reformation. We've had, unfortunately, long wars, religious wars, and we've mostly gotten over it. But in the world of Islam, politics and religion, it's almost like you're talking about the same thing. And that is a major problem.
Our Lord Jesus not one time ever told anybody, go over there and whack that guy in the head because he's different than you.
Yes. In fact, Jesus said, turn the other cheek. But he did get mad at those money changers, but that was about it.
I don't blame him for that. The turn the other cheek, I think, was... I think that when they transcribe that from Aramaic into Latin and what have you, I think what the original context of that was to walk away from the turn away and walk away. And then if they kick you in the butt, turn around and just knock the hooey out of it.
No, but it is a good change in tradition. You know, as much as we have fancy bureaucratic language or deterrence and whatnot, blood being spilled calls out for more blood. That goes back thousands of years, all the way to Cain and Abel. So,
and you want to see an example of how ancient retribution. Look at how the laws of Pashtun Wali, the eye for an eye can go down for generation after generation.
It is, and it's something that actually I think the Christian tradition broke.